there's danger everywhere. But danger had never looked quite like this before.
Can you keep a secret?
Based on shocking true events.
This girl, Rena Virk, she's been missing for 3 days.
Emmy Award nominee Riley Keough.
Young girls were the ones we were supposed to protect.
Academy Award nominee Lily Gladstone.
Can't be.
Not be protected from.
A Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're listening to Facing Evil, a production of iHeartRadio and Tenderfoot TV. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals participating in the show and do not represent those of iHeartRadio or Tenderfoot TV. This podcast contains subject matter which may not be suitable for everyone. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Facing Evil from Tenderfoot TV and iHeartRadio. We are your hosts. I'm Yvette Gentile.
And I'm Rasha Pecoraro. And today is a very special episode. Our dear friend, our beautiful, amazing, talented, badass, Jamie Albright is here with us today. And she's not only a dear friend of Yvette and I, but she is our Tenderfoot TV Ohana. And Jamie, I am so honored that you're here today. And I know all of us at Facing Evil are as well. But I want to introduce you properly to our listeners at Facing Evil. So not only did Jamie get a Bachelor of Sociology from Kennesaw State University in 2013. She also completed her forensic interview training in 2014. She has a master's of social work from Valdosta State University, which that was in 2018. And she is a producer on some of the best podcasts that are out there. Just to name a few, some of our personal faves, MLK Tapes, Kim Kardashian's The System, and of course, Gaining Ground, Algorithm, Sworn, all the things. And on top of that, she's a mother of 6 children, and she started having babies when she was 5 because she does not look old enough.
Not at all.
Not at all. So I know it's so much, but I know you need to know who Jamie Albright is. Jamie, e como mai, welcome to Facing Evil.
Thank you so much, Rasha and Yvette, and thank you for that very lovely introduction to everyone. I'm really happy to be here. I love the work that you do, and as I've told you both, I loved your podcast before I ever met you and had the opportunity to work with you at Tenderfoot, so I'm excited to be here.
Oh my God, Jamie, we're just so thrilled to have you here. You know, I have so many questions that I want to ask you, but the first question that I want to start with, especially, you know, Rasha and I working on Facing Evil and dealing with so many of these horrific cases. And, you know, when I think about you, I think about different cases like Angela Simoda, and I think about one of her best friends who was so changed because of that event that happened in her life, that she then became a private investigator because of, you know, that thing that changed her whole life. How did you get into this industry? Did something, you know, happen when you were younger and it made you want to get into this particular field?
Yeah, so nothing happened to me like that specifically put me into this field, but I've always just wanted to advocate. I mean, it's kind of a funny story. My dad loves to say, like, you were born rescuing kittens from a gutter. And, you know, you're always finding something that was an important cause to you. And I think that, you know, when I became a mom, my children's safety was something that was really important to me. I will say I come from the generation where, you know, you hug every uncle and you don't say you don't want to hug that person. And there were times when I wanted to have a voice and it was kind of just not acceptable at that time. So one thing with my children I always did before I even worked in this field was, if you don't want to hug someone, you know, it's your body, your choice. If you don't want to sit on someone's lap, it's your body, your choice. That was always really important to me. And then when I started deciding what I wanted to do when I went back to school, it's kind of a silly story, but I became obsessed with the TV show Special Victims Unit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
SVU. Mariska Hargitay. Yep.
Yes. And I just thought, oh my gosh, a lot of those shows are based on things that have happened. And I really thought, I just cannot believe that we live in a world where there are so many children who face trauma, and even, you know, women and men as well. But for me, the children's stories really just impacted me. And I should say, anyone who works in the field says, never say that, because people will go, oh my gosh, nothing we do is like that. It's very different. But I will say, I work alongside people who are superstars in this forensic interview world, detectives that really care about the work that they do. And that's why, even though I produce podcasts, I still keep myself in that forensic interview world, because I'm passionate about it.
Right.
I guess another question that I have for you is, in the industry that you're in, are there a lot of women that are forensic interviewers? And if so, let us know. And also let us know, like, for people that are interested in getting into the field, like, how would they go about, you know, becoming a forensic interviewer?
Sure. So actually, yes, the field is predominantly women. I say girl power all the time. As a matter of fact, yes, at the center that I still conduct interviews at, we have a female attorney, we have a female director. I mean, it's just, you do see a lot more women in the field of forensic interviewing. And I will say, it would be nice to see more men. We did have a male interviewer, and it was nice because there were times when a young boy may want to connect with a male interviewer. Mm-hmm. You just don't ever know. So having the diversity in the field is really important. If someone wants to get in the field, I would say to do your research and find out what exactly you want to do, because being a forensic interviewer is not the same as being a police officer or a detective. It's very different. A forensic interview is conducted at a child advocacy center in a safe environment where that child is, you know, can disclose. And we partner with law enforcement to provide this piece of the criminal investigation, which is that interview. For me, I stayed home with my children. And then my last year of my bachelor's program, I did an internship at a very amazing police department in our area and met this interviewer who, an advocate who told me, it's a tough field to get into. So I started volunteering as what's called a sexual assault response team coordinator. And I would come out all hours of the night and coordinate a response team if there was a victim of alleged sexual assault. And that just kind of helped me learn the field. And then I kept going to my schooling, and I found an opportunity to attend forensic interview training, which is a week long, alongside detectives and other people in the field. And I actually did that myself. I didn't have a job or a company put me through that. And I just kept working towards the goal that I had. And once I had that opportunity to interview at the same center where I was a SART coordinator and an advocate, it was great. And when I say great, I mean that I was able to do what I knew I wanted to be part of that field. But it is a tough field to work in.
It makes sense that there's so many women, predominantly women, right? Because women have so much empathy and so much heart and so much patience, you know, and kindness. So that makes a lot of sense.
I do want to say, like, Jamie, we're so fortunate, of course, to know your story because we've fallen in love with you over the past, you know, 2 years. Because, you know, even though Facing Evil debuted, you know, in 2022, we've been working on it since 2020.
Yeah.
And I have to share this story with you. I think we've shared a little bit with you before, but not in depth. When we had our very first meeting with your amazing brother, Donald Albright, you know, co-creator and, you know, CEO of Tenderfoot TV alongside Payne Lindsay, what attracted Yvette and I so much to Tenderfoot TV was the way that he lifted up his entire team, and most especially you, Jamie. Like, he was like, I work with my sister, and trust me, it's not just because she's my sister. She's this amazing, brilliant, amazing human who is making a huge difference in so many lives. With all of that being said, I would love to know, because we get asked this question all the time, like, what is it like working with your sibling? And what brought you to Tenderfoot? Like, what was that conversation like? Like, how did you go from, you know, being a forensic interviewer and, you know, working at that incredible center to still doing that and also joining the Tenderfoot TV Ohana?
Yes. Well, first, I love that my brother was so sweet about me. Because, you know, your siblings don't always tell you that, like, to you.
Right.
But Donald and I have always been close. We're only 15 months apart. And when I kind of have a funny story. He was in the music industry before, and I was driving to grad school, listening to podcasts, and he called me and said he was, you know, do you listen to podcasts? And I was like, yeah. And he said, okay, I think I'm going to start a podcast company. I was like, what? I was like, so surprised.
like music to podcasts.
I was really concerned because I'm like, I don't know if people make money doing this. I don't know what's happening. but I remember even saying, well, I know people that maybe you can talk to, because I wanted to support him as much as I could. And, you know, it was amazing to watch Up and Vanish take off. You know, he and Payne did such great work on Up and Vanish. And then what a lot of people don't know is, while I've been working for Tenderfoot officially for a few years, when Atlanta Child Murders came out, he reached out to me and said, hey, can you read these? Can you look at this? Because of my background as a social work, have a master's in social work and trauma, you know, just being trauma informed. And so I love that, you know, he reached out to me, because we want our shows to be sensitive to the fact that the people who we're speaking to have experienced trauma. And we don't want to sensationalize their stories. We want to tell them in a respectful manner. And that's one thing I've always loved about the work that we do here at Tenderfoot. Yeah. And so, you know, it's interesting because he'll say to me sometimes, so are you ever going to come, like, officially full-time and not forensic interview? And I'll talk about it. And then he'll go, you know what? Your heart is in both places, though. So I feel very blessed that I'm able to continue doing both. So anyway, I worked a little bit on Atlanta Monster, kind of in the research and looking up family members and kind of talking about the trauma piece. And then each time there was a project, if he had the opportunity to loop me in, kind of just to see what my thoughts were, then I would help with that. And so once I finally officially thought, okay, yes, I'm ready, I want to do this work, I'm just thrilled to do it at Tenderfoot. I love working with my brother. We get along very well. I get no special treatment. I do want to say that.
No!
it makes me actually want to work harder, because I want us to have a good show and a good product. And I always want us to be aware of the stories we're telling. So, now, that's kind of my story, and I feel blessed every day to do things that I love so much. It doesn't feel like work.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I do have another question for you. You know, we talk about these cases. Again, you know, they're heavy, and especially what you do, Jamie. How do you decompress? Because you are such a bright light. Like, your spirit is yes. always so positive. Your attitude is always positive. How do you stay like that, first of all? What do you do to decompress from these cases, you know, to take care of yourself, to give yourself that self-love?
Yeah. So thank you, first of all. I feel that way about you guys. Like, I just love whether we're exchanging text messages or quick, you know, social media posts. Like, I just love that, like, I feel that from you guys, just radiate this positive energy. And I think that that's so important. Burnout is high for people who work in these types of fields. And I see that on the law enforcement side. A lot of our detectives, their time there is getting less and less. And that's just not in Georgia. That's nationwide. Special Victims Unit, they work with really tough cases. And in the field of social work, it's very high as well. So I have always only interviewed part-time, and that is very intentional for me. Even before I worked at Tenderfoot, I did some curriculum writing and some other things at schools that really warmed my heart, because I remember saying I get to see happy children at the school. It just was that balance yeah. for me. I think it's important to make sure that we practice self-care, and that's a word we hear a lot. But what that means is whatever brings you to a place of peace,
Amen.
You can feel trauma in your body.
Yes.
And there's secondary trauma where I hear this story and it's, I can feel my heart race and I'm really like, oh my gosh, this was tough to hear, and I'm processing it. And honestly, with forensic interviewing, I'm visualizing it because I'm trying to see what they experienced.
Right.
And then there's the long-term vicarious trauma where I'm now viewing the entire world like that person, that person, that person. They could all be child molesters. And I do not want to view the world that way. I want right. to view the world with, you know, open eyes. And I don't want to let the things I hear change my image. And so for me, I have a very supportive husband, and he is not afraid to tell me, why are you looking at that before you go to bed?
Yes.
I mentioned that I loved to watch, you know, true crime constantly before I worked in it. I don't do that as much anymore, right?
No, you don't.
I might watch something that's lighthearted because I listen to so much of it, you know, for work and things, that I try to do more lighthearted things. I fell in love during the pandemic, because our numbers were really high in seeing children, with getting outside.
Mm, yeah, hiking. We see that. We see on mm-hmm. social media.
Yes.
You mm-hmm. get out, Jamie. I love it.
Come up with things that just give you that breather. Put our phone down, connect with people, connect with the earth. To me, those are just things that have helped me. And also, so important, learning to say no. Boundaries are so important. Because
say that one more time, Jamie. Say it
yes.
loud. Say it one more time.
learning to say no. Boundaries are so important. And I do lots of reading. I follow lots of social media you know, groups where they talk about this. And it's, my no does not mean I don't want to do this. It might mean that I need space to hike or to sleep.
Yep.
Getting enough sleep is important.
Yeah.
And just being aware of, like, your body. I'm not saying these cases, whether it's an interview or it's a true crime case that I'm researching, they don't stay with me. But I try to find ways to compartmentalize as much as I can. And remember, I can only do what I can do. And the most important thing for me to do is to be kind to the people that I come across, mm-hmm. to have empathy for them, and to know, too, that, you know, it's not left in me to solve or fix their problem. It's really giving them the voice to tell their story and maybe some resources after. That's important to me.
Yes.
You guys know
yes.
that.
Resources. Yes, resources are everything. You know, paying it forward, right, is so
yes.
important. So important.
Yeah, like, I won't watch, you know, Law & Order SVU as much as I love Mariska Hargitay, but yes. I, you know, will go and watch a Marvel movie. I mean, hello, Wakanda Forever, although that wasn't as
yes.
lighthearted. It was amazing,
I know.
Though.
Let's jump ahead a little bit. Can you tell us any of the new projects that you're working on?
What are you allowed
yeah,
to
what
say?
Are you allowed we
know,
to say?
We know things, no. but we can only, yeah.
If you can. If you can't, we understand.
No, so I am like been a Tenderfoot cheerleader since day one. So every project my team works on, I'm just like, yes, it's so great. I'm so proud of everyone. Because Tenderfoot's a small but mighty team, and we do divide and conquer. We all work on different things. But I am working on a project right now that's very close to my heart. This is about a case of at least six young Black girls and women who were sexually assaulted, murdered, and left alongside freeways in D.C. between 1971 and 1972. What makes me passionate about this, these victims and their families have not had a voice for so long. And there were things that happened during the investigation that left them feeling very unheard. And this case is still unsolved. And when we talk about trauma, it's important to remember it doesn't matter if it happened 5 days ago or 50
That's
years
right.
ago.
That's right.
Trauma is trauma.
Yes. And these family members wanted to share their story. It's, you know, one family member said to me, can someone just say my sister's name correctly?
Oh.
50 years. And the few shows that have come out or the few times the cases have been investigated, the names weren't pronounced right. I mean, your name is so important to who you are. And so this project is close to my heart. And it's one of those things, too, where I was able to connect with the detective. We don't say ages because we're women, but she has this case has been close to her heart for 50 years.
Right.
She's a mature woman. And she says in her lifetime, she would love to see these cases get more attention and these families have the opportunity to share their story. And that's the project that is really close to my heart right now. And I hope that it reaches the people that it should reach. Someone might know something that they don't even know they know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That could
right.
give these families a little bit of more closure, you know, because closure looks different for everyone. So that's what I'm working on. Then I have a few others I can't talk about, but all of our projects to me are equally important. And we realize a lot of things have changed, but a lot of things have stayed the same in that not all victims get equal media coverage, equal platform to tell their stories. And I'd like to think that at Tenderfoot, we are trying to, you know, reduce that barrier for people.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
One thing I really want to talk about, Jamie, and first of all, everyone out there needs to know how passionate you are about your beautiful family.
Beautiful.
Beautiful from your beautiful grandma, all the way to your youngest daughter, like, It radiates through you and the entire, you know, ohana that you have. But I know something that really, I mean, I think if you, and please remind me if I'm misquoting here, but you discovered that your son Joshua was going through some major health problems, and you have been such a huge advocate for, and I want to get this right, is it, I want to say, I'm like, how do you even pronounce it? Is it NephCure Kidney Yes. International? Okay. I would love to know more about the work that you are doing and what you and Joshua are doing together. And please tell our listeners what FSGS is and how you can educate others on this. It's a disease, right?
Yes. Yes. Thanks for bringing that up. So this would be one of those things where I talk about, you know, what does it look like, you know, for self-care? Mm-hmm. You know, my kids go to the doctor every year. They have physicals. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessive. Get your physical, get your teeth clean, do all of these things. And my son Joshua was senior year of high school, doing really great in the gym 3 times a week. I mean, looking great. And my lovely sister donated a kidney to a family friend on her husband's side, and then through a kidney exchange. And we were joking about it, like, oh, you know what? We need that kidney. Everyone needs 2 kidneys. Don't give it up, like, as a joke, you know?
Oh, my.
And not joking of anyone with kidney disease, but just trying to keep it lighthearted,
right,
because what she
right.
was doing was very serious, you know?
Yeah.
So we go over to see my sister, and at the last minute, Joshua, who's my Joshy, I call him Joshy, he came with us. And at that visit with my sister and brother-in-law, my brother-in-law called me over and was playing with the blood pressure machine and said Joshy's blood pressure was too high. Mm. We went from a medical visit the next day to within 6 weeks, ultrasound, biopsy, being told that my son was in stage 2 kidney failure, and it was shocking. Absolutely shocking. At first, he didn't want to tell anyone. And again, I'm kind of a born advocate, so it was hard for me at first, but I wanted to respect his
right.
wishes.
Right, right.
And then I was that mom at night at 2 a.m. trying to, like, find support groups because I was crying all the time. I mean, I could be bubbly and lighthearted, but, like, oh, when it's your baby, it's just so
hard. And you're
hard.
Human, Jamie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I met this amazing lady named Kelly Helm who – also has a daughter with kidney disease and FSGS. And she said to me, join these groups, like NephCure can help you. So what FSGS is, the best way to describe it is it causes kidney failure, kidney disease. It's almost like it's attacking, your kidney's attacking itself. And my son had genetic testing and is a genetic condition. And so we don't have a long history of kidney disease on my side. My husband did know that his grandmother had kidney disease, but it's just like digging through that family history. And so I want everyone to know my son's type of FSGS is caused by a specific gene in the Black community. He's has APOL1 facilitated FSGS, but anyone can get different types.
Right.
It's an aggressive form of kidney disease. Most people never have symptoms. We are very blessed that Joshua's was caught early.
Yeah.
Again, though, kind of like Yvette mentioned earlier, connections. Joshua was having his biopsy and the doctor's last name rang a bell to me. Come to find out his wife conducts trainings I attend as a forensic interviewer.
Wow.
Like, I don't think that's coincidence.
No.
Mm-mm.
just these little connections that kept me, just for me, remembering that we were not alone on this walk. You know, I believe in a higher power. I believe that we're not alone. Spirituality to me is really important.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we ended up on this fast track to like Joshua being a voice for research studies and traveling. And we've met amazing people. You mentioned earlier, you know, how I stay positive. I believe in surrounding yourself with people who are like-minded, who are passionate, who are kind like you guys, and who have prayed for my son. Or if they don't pray, they've sent positive quotes or positive energy
our
way.
All the good juju.
All the good juju, right? And so it's been a journey. I had a I have a really good friend who's a therapist, and one day she said to me, "But have you stopped to process?" And I cried at lunch, and I said, "Well, let me cry a little bit because it is a lot."
Yeah, yeah.
But also having that those friends in your circle that are like holding you accountable to self care.
Yes,
to feeling the feelings that you need to feel to still be a really strong advocate. So NephCure provides patient and family advocacy, as well as funding for research for people who have rare kidney disease. Joshua's in a study, and he's feeling wonderful. It's a blind study, so we don't know everything, but he feels great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And he's 19, and he's really my hero. He's just kept such a positive attitude. And again, my husband is like the stoic one. We're going to get through this. And when I get too crazy on the advocacy train, he's like, let's go on a hike.
It's that balance, right? That balance.
Yeah.
It's that balance. And you mentioned Ohana. I loved that when I met you guys. We have an amazing family, whether it's my brother saying, "Hey, my agent has connection to the kidney world. Hey, he'll be at dinner and he'll tell someone about Joshua's story," right? Or whatever we can do to let people know about this illness. The screening is so simple. When your child goes for a physical, like an $8 to $10 urinalysis can detect protein in their urine.
Ooh, wow.
Why don't we do this?
Yeah.
And when I say why don't we do this, I don't mean people. Why isn't this just a normal part of an every year physical
included in
it? Exactly. Not anymore. Right. So thank you for mentioning that. And thank you for being so supportive when you guys send me your sweet, you know, reminders or positive notes or texts. It really means a lot to me and my family.
Absolutely, Jamie. You know, I know you listen to Facing Evil, and you know, at the end of every episode, we always end with an imua, right? How, you know, people, ourselves can move onward and upward. What is your imua? What is your purpose, you know, in your life? If you could just share a little bit with us.
Oh, wow. That's a great question. When you guys told us you wanted to do this positive imua at the end, I remember thinking, that is awesome. People just hear such a heavy story, and it gives them that opportunity to see hope and light.
Mm, yeah.
I would say for me, I look at my life as I believe that we are all put here for a purpose. And I think that my purpose is advocacy, is connecting people. And I want to live out that purpose with my life. I want to live a life that means something and that touches others. It's really important to me. So I hope that I'm doing that.
You are, Jamie. You are. And you're inspiring others to do that. And you inspired me and Yvette before we ever got to hug you. And everyone, Jamie gives the best hugs. I just say that right now. like when you're like, you fall so in love with a human and you're like, you just want to wrap your arms around them. And then like, if they give you a weak hug, you're like, ooh, what's happening? No, Jamie is all love and light and a little bit of spice.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot of spice, I shall say. Like, oh my God.
Jamie
like,
is the best combination of everything.
Yes. Yes. Because we know it's not always perfect. It's not always sunny. It's not always light and love. But if you lead with that, you know, I think that's how we can all make the world a better place, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's important. I think we're all put here, in my opinion, for a purpose. And it's not about to me money. Can't buy happiness and peace and love. It's about what we do with our time here. And I feel very, like I said earlier, very blessed that whether I'm at the center conducting a forensic interview or working on a podcast, I feel like what I'm doing, I hope, is, you know, it is with all my heart, and I hope that it is making that difference. So, yeah, it is.
Jamie, every word that you said today, I know has inspired me, has inspired Yvette, and I have no doubt will inspire every single Facing Evil listener. Thank you, mahalo nui loa, for being a part of today. Onward and upward, imua.
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 Well, that is our show for today. Thank you again, mahalo nui loa, Jamie Albright, the one and only. We love you so much. Words can't even say how much we do. We just do. As always, we'd love to hear what you guys thought about today's discussion. And if there is a case that you would like us to cover, please let us know.
Find us on social media or email us at facingevilpod@tenderfoot.tv. And one request, if you haven't already, please find us on iTunes and give us a review and good rating. If you like what we do, your support is always cherished.
Until next time.
Aloha.
Facing Evil is a production of iHeartRadio and Tenderfoot TV. The show is hosted by Rasha Pecoraro and Yvette Gentile. Matt Frederick and Alex Williams are executive producers on behalf of iHeartRadio, with producers Trevor Young and Jesse Funk. Donald Albright and Payne Lindsay are executive producers on behalf of Tenderfoot TV, alongside producer Tracy Kaplan. Our researcher is Claudia D'Africo. Original music by Makeup and Vanity Set. Find us on social media or email us at facingevilpod@tenderfoot.tv. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio or Tenderfoot TV, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.